Leviticus chapter 7. And this is the procedure for the guilt offering. It is a holy of holies. In the place where they slaughter the burnt offering, they will slaughter the guilt offering, and he will sprinkle its blood on the altar round about. And he will offer all its fat, the tail and the fat covering the innards. And as for the two kidneys, and the fat that is on them, which is on the loins, and the caul that is on the liver, and on the kidneys, he will remove them. And the priest will burn them on the altar as a fire offering to the Lord. It is a guilt offering. Every male among the priests will eat it. It will be eaten in a holy place. It is a holy of holies. As the sin offering is, so is the guilt offering. They have one procedure. The priest who makes atonement with it will have it, and the priest who offers any man's burnt offering will have the skin of the burnt offering which he offers. It is for the priest. And every meal offering that is baked in an oven, and everything prepared in a frying pan or on a baking tray, will be for the priest who offers it. And every meal offering mixed with oil, or dry, will be for all Aaron's sons, one as another. And this is the procedure for the sacrifice of the peace offering, which he will offer to the Lord. If he offers it as a thank offering, he will offer with the thank sacrifice unleavened cakes mixed with oil, and unleavened wafers coated with oil, and fine flour well stirred for cakes mixed with oil. He will make his oblation with cakes of leavened bread, with the sacrifice of his thankful peace offering. And out of this he will offer one particular part of the whole oblation, a heave offering to the Lord. It will be for the priest who sprinkles the blood of the peace offering. And the meat of his sacrifice, of the thankful peace offering, will be eaten on the day of his oblation. He shall not save any of it until the morning. And if the sacrifice of his oblation is a vow or free will offering, it shall be eaten on the day when he offers his sacrifice, and on the next day, when the remainder of it shall be eaten. And the remainder of the meat of the sacrifice will be burned by fire on the third day. And if any of the meat of his sacrifice of a peace offering is eaten at all on the third day, it will not be accepted. It will not be imputed to the one offering it. It will be an abomination, and any person eating any of it will bear his iniquity. And any meat that comes into contact with any unclean thing will not be eaten. It will be burned with fire. And as for meat in general, every clean person may eat meat. But as for anyone who eats any of the meat of the peace sacrifice, which is the Lord's, while in a state of uncleanness, that person will be cut off from his people. And anyone who touches anything unclean, by the uncleanness of man, or unclean cattle, or any unclean abomination, and then eats any of the meat of the peace sacrifice, which is the Lord's, that person will be cut off from his people. And the Lord spoke to Moses and said, Speak to the sons of Israel, and say, You shall not eat any fat of an ox or a lamb or a goat. But the fat of a carcass and the fat of a savaged animal can be used for any purpose, but you certainly will not eat it. For anyone who eats fat from the animal which he offered as a fire offering to the Lord, that person who so eats will be cut off from his people. And you will not eat any blood in any of your dwellings, either of birds or of cattle. As for any person who eats any blood, that person will be cut off from his people. And the Lord spoke to Moses and said, Speak to the sons of Israel and say, He who offers his peace sacrifice to the Lord shall bring his oblation to the Lord from his peace sacrifice animal stock. His hands shall bring the Lord's fire offerings. He will bring the fat on the breast with the breast in order to wave it as a wave offering before the Lord. And the priest will burn the fat on the altar, and the breast will be for Aaron and his sons. And you will give the right leg to the priest as a heave offering from your peace sacrifices. He of the sons of Aaron, who offers the blood of the peace sacrifice and the fat, will have the right leg as a portion. For as regards the breast of the wave offering and the leg of the heave offering from the peace sacrifices, I have made an election from the sons of Israel and given these things to Aaron the priest and his sons as an age-abiding statute with the sons of Israel. That is the anointing of Aaron and the anointing of his sons by the Lord's fire offerings on the day when he had them approach to serve as priests to the Lord, which the Lord commanded that they should be given an age-abiding statute for their generations on the day when he anointed them, chosen from the sons of Israel. That is the procedure for the burnt offering, the meal offering, and the sin offering, and the guilt offering, and the consecration, and the sacrifice of the peace offering, which the Lord commanded Moses on Mount Sinai on the day when he commanded the sons of Israel to offer their oblations to the Lord in the Sinai desert.